Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Thursday, the 23rd of January 2025. Today's topic is God's Counsel to Children. Our text is taken from Ezekiel chapter 20 verses 18 through 21. But I said unto their children in the wilderness, Walk ye not in the statutes of your fathers, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols. I am the Lord your God. Walk in my statutes, and keep my judgments, and do them, and hallow my Sabbaths. And they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am the Lord your God. Verse 21. Notwithstanding the children rebelled against me, they walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. They polluted my Sabbaths. Then I said, I would pour out my fury upon them, to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. Key verse. Ezekiel chapter 20 verse 18. But I said unto their children in the wilderness, Walk ye not in the statutes of your fathers, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols. Many matters in life are very personal. A man goes to the university and obtained many degrees such as B.Sc., M.Sc., and Ph.D. None of this man's children can use any of these certificates, either when the man is still living or after his death. Children cannot inherit their father's certificate. The same happens in the spiritual. No child can inherit his father's or mother's salvation. The salvation of father or mother cannot deliver any of his/her children. In the same way, no child will be condemned to hell because of the sins of his/her parents. Each person stands alone before God. God's counsel to you as a child is, I am the Lord your God. Walk in my statutes, and keep my judgments, and do them. Ezekiel 20:19. Obedience to this counsel brings peace of mind, divine favor, protection, promotion, happiness, and a blessed future to a child. Children like Joseph, Daniel, Esther, Timothy, and others who walked by this counsel of God were successful and are now in heaven. To be able to walk in God's counsel, you must be born again. When you are truly born again, you will have a new heart and a new spirit. You will also have the power to obey God and please Him. Then you will have the assurance of getting to heaven. Prayer for today. Lord, give me the power to obey your word. Make me a good child like Samuel. Amen. Further reading, Deuteronomy chapter 27 verse 9 to 10. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.